bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Welcome to Truth for Youth, talking all grown up with your host, Miss Sherry, and co-host, Miss Shalonda.
Welcome to Faces of Success 101 FM. I'm Miss Sherry with Miss Shalonda.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
So we had the best summit ever.
Yes, I was so excited about this summit. I mean, going into it, I was kind of like, I wonder what it's going to be about. Like, how is it all going to come together with so much planning that you and I have done, girl? Like, oh my gosh. But just the fact that It was awesome. My word is awesome.
It really was. I mean, the kids loved it. We had total 97 girls.
Yeah, about 97
and
girls.
Our goal was 100.
Yeah.
But our waiting list was what?
Too many, girls. I mean, we were getting phone calls back to back to back. But to see the looks on those girls' faces from when they came in, and they were even kind of skeptical, you know, of like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know these people. But then to see the beginning look and then also see their reaction at the end, it was priceless.
I think that lunchtime is what made them more comfortable. Because mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. going through, I think it was 3 workshops before lunch.
Yeah, it was 3 workshops.
And then, you know, my little entertainment, trying to sing and everything.
You did that though, girl.
I did. And I got all the girls, not all the girls, but a lot of the girls participated, from the young 10-year-old all the way up to the 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
It was good. Yeah. So I think we should do that every time. That kind of like broke the ice for them.
Yeah.
It made them kind of a little more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then they got to see other girls that had the same talent as they had.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was really good. But you came up there in blue, though.
Yeah, I had to give them a little something. You know, y'all kind of caught me off guard, you know, but it was fun. It was fun.
But I think next time, though, we need to come up with a song. Me and you got to come up with a song.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Uh-huh. Because I think we could blow, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to show these kids, you know, where the talent started, you know. But I really enjoyed it. And, I mean, I was just kind of, I kind of had a little time to kind of peek in, you know, on the classes and stuff. And Tiffany, you know, your daughter did so good. She did an amazing job with her class, teaching the girls about their image and things like that. I really, really enjoyed that. And then just going into the beauty versus beast and them talking about bullying. That was something that a lot of girls needed. And then even just to see those types of things and just see the girls' reactions and really how they thought of what the things that they thought about themselves, to see about leadership, talking about the leadership and them setting SMART goals in the goal setting class. Ms. Sherry, that was something that was so amazing. Like, I got to see them do their own SMART boards. And it was cute. It was so cute. But they set some goals that I believe that can be achievable, you know?
Yeah, and I like the fact that they participated. Because
they participated.
Usually girls at that age, they don't really want to participate. But I did walk through two, and mm-hmm. in every class, you could see them answering questions and really engaging with the facilitators. So mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
The pictures told a story, and I really liked the video that someone sent me. I was in tears looking at that video.
Yeah, I watched
like,
that
oh my
too.
Gosh. And you guys can check out the video too. The video is actually on www.stargirlsempowerment.org. If you want to go and look at that video, I mean, and you can even leave comments on there and let us know what you think.
Yeah, and it's on Facebook too.
Yes,
on my
Facebook too. Okay.
All Grown Up, and on my Sherry's Facebook.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah so that was good. Really good. And but we had that Mr. Ozell Williams.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't he so great?
He was.
Ms. Sherry, I'm so excited to have him on this show. I mean, words can't express the energy that he brought to this summit. I mean, he was, let me just tell you guys. You guys, he is so humble. He is one of the most genuine, humblest people that you would ever meet in your life. And the funny thing about it, y'all, he looks like Kevin Hart.
He does. Same color.
Same short.
Same height.
Yes, yes.
And that same energy.
Same energy.
And
too
he's funny.
Funny.
He is so funny.
I'm really excited to be able to interview him on this show. and just be able to talk to him and get his feedback about his organization, because they came and they showed up and showed out.
They did. Yes. You know what I was really impressed about, too, is mm-hmm. he was able to get not all of the girls, mm-hmm. but whichever girl that came into that area at that time, mm-hmm. and they sat down. He was like, oh, no. You're going to do this. If it's just one time, yeah. you're going to do it. But I don't know how to do it. That's what the girls were saying. I don't know how.
Being a typical teenager.
He was literally pulling them out of their seat.
Yeah.
Not being mean or anything, mm-hmm. and actually showed them how to tumble, how to do a backflip.
That's awesome.
And he said, if you only do it once, that's all I ask. But those girls kept lining up and lining up and lining up.
It just took somebody believing in them, huh?
And that wasn't even part of our summit, though. So he added another twist to the summit.
And that's what I really appreciate about it, because I actually had a chance to see one of the girls come in and she learned how to do a back bend, and she was so happy, and the video told it all.
Yeah.
The video told it all. She was when he first pulled her out there, she was like, no. And as soon as he showed her how to do a back bend, I mean, she kept doing it. She kept trying. So that was something that was real good. I'm excited to be able to interview him and talk to him a little bit deeper about his organization with the Mile High Tumblers 5280, because he has so much to offer, not just the youth, but their families as well. And I mean, to see him build those girls' confidence up in such a short time, just imagine what he would do, you know, with the organization when they join, and just beyond that, you know?
And he broke a couple records. Isn't he in the Guinness Book of World Records or something?
Yes, for the most tumbles or something like that.
I think he did
that.
Like 65.
He did a lot. Well, more than me. I can tell you that. More than me.
Well, just a quick story on how I met him. Mm-hmm. When DJ got drafted to the Broncos, he was their halftime show. So he would do flips from one end of the field to the other end of the field. Him and he had his team with him, the Mile High Tumblers. Mm-hmm. And this particular time, he was in the end zone.
Yeah.
And he was flipping from one end to the end zone to the other end. And when he did his last flip, him and I made eye contact. And when we looked at each other, I pointed to him and I said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. And me and him been friends ever since. And I try to help him the best way that I can. Yeah. But he's really a special, special young man.
He really is. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet him through you, you know. And it was funny because I had actually reached out to him a few times because I wanted my daughter to join the tumbling team, but I wasn't quite sure how that was going. And we lived so far out. I was like, is it worth driving 1 hour and 30 minutes? And now I'm looking at him, you know, perform at the event, and I'm like almost regretting that I didn't put her in, you know, and take that chance for that 1.5 hours, because he was amazing. He was phenomenal. And I really like the fact that he got those girls in and he taught them, and he was patient with them.
Very patient.
You know? He was so patient. And most of the time, girls at that age, you know, they kind of be a little intimidated by a male teaching them, but those girls felt so comfortable around him, and I just really liked his energy. I mean, he made me happy just because he was happy.
You know, Jeanette was crying. Jeanette, that, you know, works for Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
She was crying after his performance, and during the performance, she was crying because she was overwhelmed on just not just him, but his whole team, and from the little ones all the way up to the older ones.
Did you see the little girl? I think her name is Tiny. She was amazing. I was like, oh my goodness, that girl. She's great.
Well, we had another chance, too, to watch them just the other day when we went to support him at that event. What was that event?
Oh, yeah. That was the Extreme Tricking and Tumbling event, which is actually their last event that they were going to have for the year, where it's competition-like. And I really enjoyed him there, even though O didn't get to, you know, perform because he's a little injured right now. We're going to get him back together.
Yes.
You know, because I just think that event was great, too, especially for the community to come out and see. It was so much talent there. And not just from Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
But they were from, like, California. I think somebody was from North Carolina and all of that. So I really like the fact that they all came together to come out and compete. And I'm going to do a
Cartwheel
next time.
If you out Well, if you, all you listeners out there, if you in Atlanta or if you in South Carolina, North Carolina, California, it doesn't matter, because O will find you.
Yes,
and
he's
all about making connections. Mm-hmm. And so, like Shalonda said, this was not just tumblers from California, from Colorado. They came from all over the place.
Yes.
And whenever he does an event, he's always bringing different tumblers from different places.
Yes.
And I think that's real important too. That's great networking. So you can go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and look for MHT5280, or his website is milehightumblers5280.com, or you can look for him, Ozell Williams Jr., AKA Kevin Hart.
great. I love it.
Yes.
So stay tuned, guys. We're going to have an amazing interview coming up with Ozell, our brother, our son, and also classes. If you are interested in taking classes with Mr. Ozell, classes are at the Colorado Gymnastics Institute, which is located in Aurora, Colorado. You can come to class on Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., or even Sunday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Trust me, this is something you do not want to miss. He teaches tumbling, gymnastics, and so much more beyond that.
And he also starts at 2 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about it.
Yeah.
2 years old.
So if you have any of those two-year-old babies, boy or girl, he takes both, that have a lot of energy and jumping off of your couch, your counters, your bed, or whatever it is, those are the kids that he wants. He deals with all types of kids. It doesn't matter, because he has that personality where he just knows how to reach these kids.
Yes,
so
do.
If you're interested, like Shalonda said, you can go on his website. It has a list of all his classes, the location. And we're going to be speaking to him a little later on in the show. And also Miss Bess is going
to
be on the end of the show.
Yes, I can't wait to hear her.
Yeah, I believe she's going to talk about her dancing that she teaches. I believe she teaches kids dancing.
She does so many different things. Yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah.
She's a teacher, educator.
Yeah, so this is going to be a good show today, talking to O.
Yes, yeah. I'm ready. I'm excited to have him on.
Yeah, so this is Miss Sherry and Miss Shalonda on Faces of Success, Truth for Youth, talking all grown up. And that's 101 FM. This is Miss Sherry and Miss Shalonda on Faces of Success, Truth for Youth, talking all grown up. 101 FM.
Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good. Faces of Success Radio.
When a young girl's body begins to change, it can be a scary and confusing experience. Introducing All Grown Up, the first period kit. All Grown Up has everything a young girl needs to prepare and understand their periods. This new kit contains everything you need for your first period. It includes a carrying case, calendar, and a helpful information pamphlet. Plus, it even has tampons, clean carry pants, clean underwear, heating pads, wipes, soap, spray, and sanitizer. The compact kit can be taken almost anywhere. Now the young girl in your life will feel confident and prepared when they have all grown up.
Parents and teens in the Denver, Colorado area, would you like to invest in your daughter's success? Interested in investing in her right now for a stronger future? Well, contact Star Girl Empowerment today and learn more about this exciting organization. Girls run the world.
Hey, are you a songwriter, musician, producer, or composer and own the rights to your own original music? Well, On the Rise Radio has news for you. Go to facesofsuccessradio.com and click on the artist submit link. If your application is accepted, you can be the next exclusive guest on the show, On the Rise Radio, hosted by your one and only DJ Success and co-hosted by DJ Nina B. Don't miss your chance to be seen and your music heard nationwide at facesofsuccessradio.com.
What's good? What's poppin'? What's Gucci? It's your girl, Nye. Tune in to my show, Nye Airwaves, live every Friday from 5 to 7. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective. Sponsored by Faces of Success Radio.
Yo, 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 you're here tuning in to live right now. We got Sherry
What's up?
Welcome back to Faces of Success, Truth for Youth, Talking All Grown Up, 101 FM. I'm Miss Sherry with Miss Shalonda.
What up?
We actually have a young lady in the house. She was one of our participants at the 2016 Bling. And I'm going to let Shalonda take over this interview because it's her very own Brooklyn, her daughter.
Yes. I'm so excited to be able to get her feedback from it. Not just because she's my daughter, but because she's so honest and truthful when it comes to things that she's like, no, Mom, boring, you know, or yes, it was good. So I'm really excited to get her feedback on this and, you know, just ways that I can improve. So let's hear what she has to say about the Bling 2016 event. So, Brooklyn, I want to know from your perspective, what was your favorite class?
My favorite class was at the end when we got to see Mr. Ozil flip.
Really? So what is it that you actually learned? What did you take away from Bling 2016 that you think can be with you for the rest of your life that'll help you really?
Miss Sherry's class and
what was Miss Sherry's class about?
Puberty.
Now, guys, okay, so speaking of puberty, I have to tell you guys this funny story that my daughter shared with me during the event. And I don't even know if I should share it or if she needs to share it, but it's too hilarious. So she came to me and she was like, Mom, we were talking about puberty. And I was like, yeah, you know, that's what Image is all about, Brooklyn. And she's like, no, Mom, they said the V word. And I am like, what is the V word? So Miss Sherry's book talks about puberty and all grown up. And it actually teaches them how to be able to do their cycle, their menstrual cycle. Teaches them how to track it. So she's like, Mom, she started saying that we come from eggs. And the facilitator was Miss Sherry's daughter. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we come from eggs. And, you know, women carry eggs. And she said, no, Mom. I said, so we're like birds? And I just laughed. I mean, I didn't laugh at her response, but I laughed because I'm kind of happy. Like, my daughter is not on that level yet, thank God. But the fact that she said, we are like birds. I was like, oh, that's exactly how we are. We are definitely like birds. That I don't even have to explain the birds and the bees right now because we come from birds, ladies and gentlemen. We come from birds. We are exactly like birds. We hatch them. That's how we do it. So that was really funny to me when she shared that story to me. At least I know that she was paying attention during class and was taking notes. So just remember that, guys. Anytime you want to tell your kids about the birds and the bees, just let them know that we are birds.
Birds. But then there was another funny one, too.
Which one?
My daughter, Tiffany, is the one that did my class. It was the image class, and it's all about all grown up and puberty, like Shalonda and Brooklyn said. But didn't you say that my daughter called that something else than what you call it?
Oh,
you tell that story, Brooke.
What do you call it?
Because in class, she kept saying the word vagina. And then me and my friends, we went up to her and we were like, usually we call that the private part.
But she kept using the actual term, right?
And then she told the whole class to say it.
So she had all of you guys all say vagina.
Let's say it. Ready?
Let's say it. Vagina. As you can see, she still thinks it's hilarious. But these are the things that is important to me, and which is why Bling came about, is because things like that is important to teach our young ladies. You know, it's very important, Miss Sherry.
Yeah, it is. I'm so glad that I was a part of that class.
Yeah, it was
All
too
Grown
funny.
Up was in there to teach these girls how to become all grown up.
Right. And so, Brooklyn, just learning that, and I know you enjoyed Mr. Ozell and just all of those things, but just let us know how you felt about the event overall. Like, what did you feel about the event? Was it helpful? How do you think they went for you?
Most of the class were helpful and fun, and some of them taught us how to, like, make goals and to be, like, a new person mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Nice. That's nice. Exactly. So you actually learned.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you just didn't sit and have fun the whole time.
I ate candy.
The girls got so many treats and so many unexpected surprises thanks to the Salvation Army for their donations and those who donated. And that was really good for them to be able to have that. And that's something that I appreciated. And just to know that not only my daughter was able to take something back home, but the feedback that we got from about the event from other parents and how their daughters were talking about it nonstop all night. And actually, we're still getting emails and photos and tags. And
they're sharing it on Facebook and they're liking it still on Facebook.
Yes.
And then your Instagram, you're getting messages on your Instagram.
Yes. And I'm never on Instagram, but I'm getting so many messages and people that want to see what they can do to help us for next year, Bling 2017.
Yes.
So this event was really good, and I know it's going to be bigger.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Brooklyn.
Thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
Well, we want to thank you, listeners, for listening in to Miss Sherry and Miss Shalonda on Faces of Success, Truth for Youth, Talking All Grown Up 101 FM. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Parents and teens in the Denver, Colorado area, would you like to invest in your daughter's success? Interested in investing in her right now for a stronger future? Well, contact Start Girl Empowerment today and learn more about this exciting organization. Girls Run the World.
Hi, this is Bess. Just checking in to give my perspective regarding how important it is for our children to develop independence. As adults, coaches, teachers, parents, it is vitally important that we let children make discoveries on their own. It's important that children learn how to have wins and losses on their own. I know as adults and grown-ups, we want to intervene to help a child become more successful and to help them win, whether it's at sports, academics, the arts, playing instruments, what have you, sports. But we have to realize that in order for children to learn, they have to make mistakes on their own. And when we coddle them and do everything for them, we kind of arrest their development. In order for them to be well-rounded, whole human beings fit for society, we have to teach them how to problem solve. And a lot of times that comes with their own doing via trial and error. So we definitely want to encourage them and we want to model what we want them to do. But as it relates to them actually performing whatever task it is, we want to let them have at it. We don't want to stop them from making discoveries and stop them from realizing what they can and cannot do. And in the event that something happens and they feel a little discouraged, we want to encourage them to keep on trying. And so with that being said, we want to always continue to help our children blossom in every way, shape, and form so that they can be the ideal adults that we're looking for in this global and rapidly technologically growing society in which we live. So thank you so much for hearing my perspective, and you guys have a great day. Enjoy the show as always.
Hey guys, it's your girl Nye. Check out my official debut single, Tough Love, available on iTunes and Google Play. And while you're at it, check out the official video available on YouTube right now. Love you guys. Ops Entertainment.
the Electric Soul Show, which is from the streets of Ipswich to the whole wide world, playing you a variety of black music sounds right across the music spectrum. You can catch the show on this, www.electricsoulshow.com, as well as on Faces of Success Radio. Each and every Saturday, you'll hear the show on Faces of Success Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So what are you waiting for? The Electric Soul Show.
When a young girl's body begins to change, it can be a scary and confusing experience. Introducing All Grown Up, the first period kit. All Grown Up has everything a young girl needs to prepare and understand their periods. This new kit contains everything you need for your first period. It includes a carrying case, calendar, and a helpful information pamphlet. Plus, it even has tampons, clean carry pants, clean underwear, heating pads, wipes, soap, spray, and sanitizer. The compact kit can be taken almost anywhere. Now the young girl in your life will feel confident and prepared when they have all grown up.
Wings Above Productions presents Night of Motown Magic Concert. A night to remember, Saturday, October 1st at the Shore Cultural Center, 291 East 202nd Street. Starring the men of Motown from Los Angeles, California. Rick Robinson from New York. Also Rare Jewel and the Motown Jazz Band featuring Israel. Fashion shows by Fashions by Fowler and Schwartz Furs. Hosted by Kevin Chill Hurd, managing editor of the Call and Post newspaper, and Delvis Valentine. Tickets $20 in advance, $30 at the door. $40 VIP that gets you into the after party at the Mediterranean for free. Doors open 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. Door prizes, food and cocktails for sale by the Mediterranean. Sponsored by Mercedes-Benz Bedford, The Call and Post, The Clarion Hotel, Sound on Wheels, Genesis Nightclub, A to Z Audio, Ramhog Sound Company, 93.1 WZAK, and Praise 1300. Don't miss this awesome Motown red carpet event. Tickets at T&L Christian Bookstore. For more outlets and info, call 216-253-5432. That's 216-253-5432.
Yo, you're here, tuning in to live right now. We got Sherry and Sherry. What's up?
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Thank you for tuning in to Truth for Youth Talkin' All Grown Up every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific, and 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.